There's a fair amount to cover tonight, so we'll try to move through it quickly. Just wanted to bring folks up to speed on some of the things that happened last Friday. The governor announced that we were opening up the state to outside travel from other states and other countries, and that it was going to be mandated or requested that people test in the state of origin and receive a copy of those tests to show that they're COVID negative, and then they could fly in to any of the receiving communities in Alaska. And if you didn't have time to get your tests done prior to flying, that the communities themselves would be testing you at the airport, and then you would have to self-quarantine until the results were available. So we discovered this along with everyone else Friday afternoon, and there was no guidance from the state or rolling it out. So on Monday, we sent a letter up to the state saying we needed guidance, we needed to understand what was going on, and we were able to find out through search. They were contacted by the state to do the testing, and then they filled us in on some of the details, and we received more details this afternoon. We'll get into that in a minute. But one of our concerns was that none of this is binding. Anyone can come to any community in Alaska and just basically refuse to do any testing or to do anything and walk right into the community without any sort of pre-clearance. And we know that through our critical infrastructure program, all fisheries and basically anybody who travels under the critical infrastructure rules has a set of guidelines that they need to follow. And one of them is that if they're coming, they need to do a quarantine if they're not a modified quarantine. So when we looked at the state rules, we proposed some emergency measures last night that would allow us to ask anyone who comes to our community and refuses to do a test to do the same thing we expect from anybody else in the critical infrastructure world, to do a 14-day quarantine. And we wanted to put that before the assembly, and last night the assembly took it up, and we've decided to wait until Thursday night and invite some more public input. But again, this is nothing really out of the ordinary in the critical infrastructure world. We demand this from every fisherman and everybody else who comes through that they quarantine. And we just think it's prudent, or I think it's prudent, I guess, that we ask the same. If we're making tests available free of charge and somebody says, no, I don't want to do it, then fine, that's your choice. But you need to wait 14 days so we know that you're not a asymptomatic carrier of the virus into our community. And assembly will be taking it back up again tomorrow night. We've made some revisions to the actual ordinance, and that was due to some miscommunication with our attorney when he was looking at the Juneau ordinance that we borrowed to model ours after. I think some language stayed in that perhaps we didn't want initially, and Assembly Member Decker was able to point that out. So we'll have some more discussion. If you'd like to make a comment, you're welcome to sign up under Persons to be Heard. If you get a hold of Kim Lane, she can give you all the details on that, our city clerk at City Hall. Lisa, do you want to talk about what the actual testing is going to look like and what we know now that we didn't know on Friday?
Certainly, Mr. Mayor, thank you. So as has been happening for the last couple of months, our police will be meeting folks incoming flights at the airport and assisting folks with completing the travel declarations that have been required. If someone is traveling in from outside the state, they will be directed to a tent that will be outside in the parking lot, where search will be conducting what the state is saying is mandatory testing. So you can come into the state under two different guidelines. Well, actually three. And that is, you can have a test done at your point of origin no less than 72 hours prior to travel and test negative and travel into the state of Alaska. If you cannot get a test or you aren't able to test before you travel, you can get tested at the airport when you land. And or you have, as I understand it, and the guidance has yet to come out yet, you can choose to quarantine otherwise. So We will search. We'll have it's actually going to be a van set up in the parking lot at the airport, and folks coming in will be able to go in and just get a swab test. It will be just an easy swab. It's not the really invasive test like you had to take when you first got here. It's just a really easy swab. And then those tests will be sent up to the state lab in Anchorage for processing. And hopefully we will have results back within 48 hours. And folks are going to be asked to self-quarantine during the time between when they arrive and when their test results come back. And so hopefully we'll be able to get folks clear as they come into the community, and we'll know whether they're bringing the virus in with them or not.
Yeah, and I think I've done the test myself, and it's not horrible. That hurts. Just a quick swab around your nose, and then they're going to send those off. So it is going to take a couple of days to get the results back. You have to lay low, self-quarantine set up. But this is an evolving thing. Search is going to be running all of the testing, and we're just providing the police guide folks. We'll be interested to hear how that's rolled out and how it goes. The other thing that has caused some questions within the community is that the city has made a commitment to test the C-level workers. And we have a fee associated with our tests of $175, which is the processing fee. And we have designated about $60,000, I believe it is, of our CARES Act money, which is for COVID mitigation and response. We've designated $60,000 to help offset those costs. We're also researching as we go along other measures or other ways and means to pay for those tests. So we are moving forward right now immediately with making sure that tests are available to the plant workers, and that there's they're going to be able to have multiple tests over the course of the summer, and to ensure that everyone is COVID free in that work environment. And Lisa, do you want to talk a bit about Fishers and testing and the mandates from the state for them?
So, Mr. Mayor, I am not completely up to speed on the mandates for fishermen being tested, but my understanding is that is a requirement, and the state has been trying to get alternate testing capability out to the communities. And we've received a special, it's called a Cepheid tester to be able to test. But the problem is that we don't have enough of the testing medium to be able to do widespread testing. So right now, if we were to add on additional widespread testing, it would actually need to be with the swab test as well. And so we're looking at alternatives for how to make that more accessible to the fishing community, those people on independent fishing vessels. And so stay tuned for that here from our local group. We want to make sure that it's as easy as possible for our folks in the fishing industry to get tested. And so we're doing what we can, and stay tuned.
And again, everything is in flux. We don't know what the governor is stating that he's going to have another announcement, although they postponed it for tonight. We're not sure what that's going to look like. And so we'll be paying attention to all of the announcements as they come down. We are seeing an increase in cases in the state, and our curve is unfortunately not staying flat. And so the best way that we can prevent the spread of the virus is through social distancing, hand washing, and wearing a mask. And it's pretty simple, and it's not a huge request really for us to be able to keep our industry open and our businesses going, and hopefully have some tourism and be able to enjoy Wrangell. So I encourage everyone to stay vigilant and follow through with state guidelines. I think that's about all the time we have for tonight. I want to thank everyone for listening in, and we will be back again next Wednesday night. If you'd like to tune in tonight, there will be a assembly meeting at 5:30. Thanks very much. Have a good night.